This is the Social Link Podcast, episode 38.
Save the fat chocobo campaign.
On the whole moment to now break away. Oh, let me out. Can you let me out? Can you set me free from being stuck in the world? Save me the last bit in the
Welcome to another episode of the Social Link Podcast. Today is Thursday, October 30th. This is Alex.
This is Anthony.
How's it going, sir?
It's going good. You can obviously hear me. That's a good thing.
Oh, shit. We've started this podcast about 15 different times now, and it's been really, really challenging. The main reason why is we're actually doing this with a live audience, so that's pretty exciting.
It is. It really is. It is pretty Dude. Damn exciting.
don't keep talking because I'm fucking scared right now. Like
So
all focus. Right, well, we're recording the podcast. God damn it! I'm the one who's supposed to like do the troubleshooting here.
I'm just used to our normal format. So where we're like,
well, kinda... we'll stop paying attention to the chat. I will bring the attention to the chat, you know, shortly because I am actually watching it. Okay. So I do want to say hi to some of our viewers. We got Awesome Hillian, who is one of the streamers that I've met over the past few. And also Hamill, who is a big Final Fantasy XIV fan and stuff. So how you been, man?
I've been good. Been good. Good Final Fantasy XIV progress in the last week.
Oh, yeah? Like, what kind of progress are we talking about?
Halfway to 45.
Nice. Almost to the max cap of 50.
Damn.
Yep. Totally.
Yeah. Damn.
So okay. So we don't know how Anthony is actually going to sound in this episode. The people in the Twitch chat are probably hearing a different thing than what we're hearing, and of course the recording is probably going to sound different. So if Anthony sounds like he is in heaven or like he's got massive echo, I do apologize because we're not going to be able to fix that.
I'm a forgotten Post. Babylonian god.
Babylonian god, he says. All right, well, that's cool, though, that you've gotten a lot of progress in Final Fantasy XIV. I just finished the Dreams of Ice storyline in Final Fantasy XIV, which is patch 2.4 that came out this week, actually. And I gotta say, I'm actually really digging it.
Yeah, I became a rogue. That's the only thing I've experienced from the patch.
Really?
Yeah, that's the only thing, is I became a rogue. You saw it, remember?
Did I?
Yeah, I was streaming it.
Oh, okay, yeah. I've been kind of confused because, like, half of the time and stuff, like, everybody's becoming a rogue these days. So it's like, it's very difficult for me to kind of just be like, oh my gosh, you know, what did I do? What did you do? So everything that you did on your end of, you know, like the stream and stuff, like I thought that, you know, like I saw on mine or and all that stuff. I've been, let's put it this way. I've been extremely, extremely tired over the past week or so. Ever since I came back to Vegas, because social situations actually like exhaust me and stuff.
Right.
Wow. You definitely have a lot to contribute to this conversation.
No, I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you.
Stop paying attention to the chat. Pay attention to
I've
the
ignored
podcast.
The chat. I've ignored the, okay, I've ignored the sure. chat. I'm sure. being honest.
Jesus Christ. Are you nervous? Are you nervous, Anthony?
Not really. I stream all the time.
But you never really recorded a podcast and, you know, like live.
Not really. It's no different than what I do on YouTube and when I stream.
So why do you sound like you shut up? Like, you know, and
I was just listening. I was listening to your story about the social situation stressing you out. And I thought you were going to expand on that. That's why.
Hmm.
I'm being honest. And I am nervous about one thing, though.
Okay.
That's the audio software.
Well, the audio software is working.
Okay.
Then don't worry about that shit. I'm like the technical guy between the both of us. I will.
Okay.
I will figure shit out. You're like, man.
Okay. Anthony, let me go on the.
Don't touch things that. Don't touch things that you have no idea how to do, please.
I know. I don't know shit, so there you go. Live. The beauty of live streaming, right? The beauty of it.
So a lot of people in the chat is like, ignore the chat. And they're like, okay, I have to kind of clarify this. Anthony is a guy who is easily distracted.
Yep.
You try to talk to him, this conversation is just going to be all about him answering you guys, which is not a bad thing. We will bring you on our conversations, but he will just look at that as if that is our script or whatever. So,
yep.
Lewis is telling you to relax, man.
Okay.
I think he's... I think... You know what I'm thinking? I think Lewis is actually... detecting, like, that you are scared. You are afraid now.
I don't know if I'm afraid. I'll tell you when I was really afraid, though, when I first streamed. Because we saw the disaster that was. Remember that?
I don't know about that being a disaster, but, I mean, you know, it's all up to you, man.
No, that old System Shock 2 stream from, like, 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Before I started doing Final Fantasies.
Okay, let's bring this back to video games, obviously. So, okay. Is Final Fantasy XIV the only thing you've been playing?
No, Smash Brothers, which I haven't had a chance to talk about on the show.
Smash Brothers?
A great game. Yeah,
oh,
Smash
okay,
Brothers.
So tell me about Smash Brothers, then.
Okay, Smash Brothers 3DS. What do we know about it? Well, it has a fuck ton of characters, classic characters. One thing I do like about it, dude, is this. Okay? It has the three icons of video game mascots, okay? That is Pac-Man, Mario, and Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the three best well-known. Would you not agree with that?
Sure.
Or, okay, why do you disagree?
What?
You have that reluctant, sure. I know when you do that, you don't necessarily agree.
I'm not really that interested in Smash Brothers. I am not. Okay. I have not been a Nintendo fan for quite some time, but I do like the 3DS as a platform, so there's that.
Okay. So, Pac-Man, Sonic, and, what was it? Mario, they're all, you know, they're all in the game. I will say this about Pac-Man. What's interesting about Pac-Man was I thought they were going to use that new cartoon as the basis for him, but actually, no. What they do is they actually use a lot of, Pac-Man attacks from, you know, the old arcade game, and even that platformer. Remember that platformer he did? What was it, Pac-Land or some shit?
Pac-Man 2?
No, it was called Pac-Land. All I know about Pac-Man 2, that was a platformer. But I'm talking about Pac-Land, where you would, like, jump on fire hydrants and shit.
Wow, I probably missed that one.
Yeah, it's not a well-known game. What it was basically Pac-Man had this cap on, and he would walk through the city, and, like, ghosts would try to attack him, and then you could get the power pellets, but you would hit fire hydrants, right? And the fire hydrants would shoot, like, a water, and it would fucking extinguish the ghost, which was fucking awesome. Well, mm-hmm. They took the fire hydrant from that game and put it as an attack in Smash Brothers.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'm pretty cool with that. As far as other stuff that goes on, I have a couple quirks with the game. The online netcode sucks, which is not surprising because it's Nintendo.
All right, well, Lewis, that answers your question. He was asking us, like, when can I challenge Magus to an online Smash game? Like, the answer is probably no.
It's not horrible, but it's not good. Does that, you know, it's like there's days where I'll play it and it works decent, but then there's days where I'll have matches that get lag, or I'll try to get in a match and it will say, oh, error, you know? And then there was this bullshit time. Nintendo has a penalty for you quitting matches, right? So one time I got an error message, and then it banned me from fucking getting online to play games. It says, you quit a match.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid,
Yeah, and I come on. Okay, do you think, though, because Nintendo has been trying to get online, is this their best attempt at online, or have you actually played something better?
Mario Kart 8 and Mario Kart 7 didn't have these netcode issues.
That's interesting.
Yeah, Mario Kart 7 and 8, you know, it's just weird. Like, if you remember back to the Smash Brothers, what was it, Smash Brothers Melee? Or was it Brawl? I mixed it up, yeah. The last one. The last one for the Wii. If you look back at that one had shit. I wonder, because it's funny, because, Jesus Christ, I just, you know, like, Mario Kart Online, I've never had any issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So it's all good.
Right. Yeah.
Fucking Smash Brothers.
Well, again, Nintendo, not surprised. Yes.
Well,
I know.
Well, here's my thing. They still make excellent games, but there's things that makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want to bring this up real quick while we're on the topic of Nintendo, and we'll get to you. The Bayonetta Playboy thing.
Okay.
That surprised the shit out of me.
To be fair, I forgot how they actually marketed the original Bayonetta. So I have no idea if they pulled the same stunt. Not specifically Nintendo, but also Sega and Platinum Games. So I thought that marketing ploy was actually pretty clever.
Yeah, that surprised the shit out of me, though. Because that's the last thing I would expect Nintendo to do. The last fucking company for them to get involved with.
And did you see, like, people were complaining about, like, how it's, you know, they're, like, a family-friendly company, and they're using Playboy as kind of, like, a marketing tool?
Well, here's the thing. People complain that Nintendo's not mature enough, but then when they do something like this to be more mature in a way, I don't know if it's mature in the sense, but more adult, I would say, they complain about it.
I know. It's kind of this weird... not OCD, but like more like bipolar kind of complicated thing with Nintendo's fan base. You know, it's like the strong fan base is like, hey, you know, we're kid friendly, we're cool. And everybody else is like, nope, they're not cool because they're not making mature enough games. And there's always kind of like, it almost feels like there's this struggle and Nintendo's kind of caught in between. And they're almost always like having to, you know, cater to one end or the other of Nintendo. Or at least their fan base, you know what I mean? It's like they want to get more new people in, but at the same time, they want the people who've been hanging around to be happy.
Exactly. It's bipolar. It's a struggle. It's weird. But hey, let's think of it this way: if they could get more mature, I say that with quotation marks, they would bring in more people, right?
Yes.
You know, and that's not a bad thing. That is not a bad thing. So this Bayonetta Playboy thing is pretty interesting. So now, as for Bayonetta 2, I haven't played it, but I've heard nothing but praise for that game.
Right. Before we continue, I do want to kind of say hi to the chat. Awesome Hillian is here along with Lewis. It's the Sebi and we Hamill. 3233, welcome to the chat, guys. Hopefully everybody's having a fantastic night. We're trying something new. We're trying to record our podcast live, and more than likely, the audio version of this is probably going to get butchered, because I have a really bad feeling that it's not actually recording the show.
Uh-oh.
Well, whatever. We'll do it live.
Well, let's keep going.
Right? Yeah, we're doing it. So, Awesome Hillian actually says, so, how about Lords of the Fallen? I'm sorry, Awesome Hillian. We have no idea what that is.
I've heard mentions of it, but I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is either. So welcome back, Weehamel. Yeah, we have no idea what that is. I don't know if it's an RTS. Here's the thing: what I've been trying, and I don't know how you guys in the chat feel about this, and of course you, Anthony. I have tried to avoid looking at every single game that's been announced. And conversely, I've stopped looking actively for news for video games. And what I've actually been doing is I'm actually a lot more active with the Twitch community that I've been a part of. I'm part of a community called Casual Runs Live. You can visit their site at casualrunslive.com. And to me, like, it's an interesting perspective to be outside of this whole spectrum of people who are just kind of like all they do at their jobs or wherever, school or what have you, is just look at video game news, like obsessively. Because I had this theory, right, that because I was always looking at video game news, that I was somehow becoming a lot more disconnected with the regular consumer base, as in us, like the buyers, you know, like the people who can't afford every single game. And I've always thought that reviewers have always been out of touch with gamers because they get to play all these games. Not in a bad way, but they have a different context than the regular $60 paying person. You know what
they
I mean?
Take it for granted.
Yeah.
Because they get all their copies, review copies and shit for free.
Yeah.
So when that happens, you tend to take it for granted. But when you pay $60, it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, you don't buy every fucking game that's out there. You know, you buy the games that you want to get.
Right. We're really selective, right? But yeah, right. I mean, I'm awesome Hillian's like, what? No way. We've never heard it. I can believe it. In fact, actually, like, the new Gauntlet game that came out in the PC, I didn't even hear it was coming out. I was like, what? You know, that was...
Wait,
this is a thing? Did you know that?
They remade Gauntlet, the arcade game?
They made a Gauntlet game, yes, for the PC. See, even Anthony doesn't know about it. You know?
Oh,
it's like, that's how much exposure there is. And mind you, like, you know, like, we used to be really into, like, the news and stuff like that, and it is really crazy. Sebby's like, we're doing it live! Hamill, welcome back. He said, like, you know, sounds like you guys got it working. And I'm like, yes, kind of. Hopefully we
kind
can
of
actually package this as an actual podcast. You mean The Fallen. Lords of the Fallen. No, I was there. Okay. I was kind of confused about that because there's a game called Lords of the Fallen. I get some people, maybe it's called The Fallen as well. It's kind of like this Dark Souls hybrid kind of hack and slashy kind of thing, but it's like super slow, super sluggish, you know, and I'll be honest, that was not on my radar at all.
Yeah.
Like at all, that not even within a few yams. Yeah.
Hmm.
I didn't even know it existed.
I didn't either. Here's the thing with me. It's not that I'm jaded with games. I think over the last couple years and such, you get comfortable in a certain niche. I guess it's with anything growing older, I guess, once you hit your 30s, I suppose. So right now, I'm real comfortable with like JRPGs and things like that. So I follow the news on games that I care about. Like I follow Final Fantasy XIV particularly.
Right. Well, you have lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so we have some comments about Lords of the Fallen. Awesome Hillian says, I've been watching Zeke and Smoke play it. I might not pick it up. I might pick it up. It's like Dark Souls, but not as gross and freaky, which means I can progress with only rage and not disgust.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it seems like that's the overall feeling of that game, right? It's the Sebi says, I heard it's a slow and clunky version of Dark Souls. Not sure how I feel. I love both Dark Souls 1 and 2. I'm not sure if I'll get it. But yeah, it's I don't know. Like, it looked like the gameplay was really trying its hardest to be like Dark Souls, where every single animation frame actually has a consequence, and there is a recovery time for each of the moves and stuff, which, you know, I've actually gone to many Twitch streamers and stuff and watched a lot of Dark Souls over the past month or two. And I've gotten to really appreciate that about that game. But holy hell, like, this game, though, Lords of the Fallen, I saw this guy named Smokalo play it on Twitch. He's actually, like, one of my closest friends and stuff on Twitter. Well, that's... Let's not get into that.
Okay.
Well, I see him a lot in the chat, but he's like, he just feels like he's friendly to everybody, you know? And that's something that's really awesome about Smoke. But he was playing this game today, Lords of the Fallen, and I was like, you know, and I saw like the animation frames, and I was like, all right, that's very Dark Souls-y, you know, but it's not entirely like Dark Souls itself, because the hitboxes are just really ridiculously small, and it's like, it's almost to the point that it's unfair.
Hmm.
You know? So, but yeah, it's kind of silly. But,
Dark Souls.
Yeah, I still want to play through that game for the first time. But I have to get a capture card for that. And I don't think they're going to make that. I mean, okay, Bloodborne for the PS4, I will highly consider it. I will highly consider it. Because it's from the guys who made, like, Dark Souls and stuff.
Oh, that's right. That was announced at E3 this summer.
Yep.
Exclusive, so, right?
Yes. Sony is actually funding it. So, and publishing it. So, this is totally exclusive. It's like a what was the game that just came out? Sunset Overdrive. Basically, it's an Insomniac joint, but Microsoft funded it.
Oh, gotcha. I don't care about Sunset, that game, yeah. I don't. That doesn't look interesting to me. Mm-hmm. But you know what, though? Insomniac, though, is not a bad party. I've actually enjoyed the Resistance game. It's one of the few modern shooters I've enjoyed. And I've enjoyed, you know, Ratchet and Clank. Mm-hmm. So I mean, you know, those are all games. They're a good company. Insomniac's good.
Yeah.
So the
chat is like really surprised that I've never played Dark Souls. I've never played Demon Souls either. I've never played either of the Dark Souls games, and I've never played Demon Souls either. I know why you never played PS3.
I know why you never played Demon Souls though, because you did. We used to have an old website, and Alex got a review copy. Remember, and you gave it to someone else.
Did I?
Yeah, you gave it to Oscar Shintai.
Oh, that's right. Okay, now I remember.
Yeah, Atlas sent you a copy of it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've played. I've never beaten Demon Souls. I have Dark Souls, but never played it. But I played a lot of Demon Souls, and that game fucked me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that game was a bitch. That's all I gotta say.
You got a mouth on you today. Holy shit! I think you're just getting really stressed about like all our technical issues and stuff. But again, like we're doing this live, and we're trying to really feel out how to treat the live chat and stuff like that. And yes, okay, Anthony, you can check the chat if you want. I'm not gonna stop you. You can do that.
Let me just check the chat real quick. I'll check it.
So, it's the Sebi says, I don't own a PS3. I wish I could play Demon's Souls and The Last of Us for that matter. PS3 is a good console right now. It's really good. I have a feeling that they might do a temporary holiday price drop.
Oh.
I have a feeling that this is the year. Because right now, like, you know, it's just kind of... I don't know. Like, it's just kind of weird that... that Microsoft is like already dropping the price of the Xbox One temporarily for like about $50. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that. That's a lot of people are actually jumping on it.
That's good. They need the sales.
Yeah, because they're not releasing the sales. So,
what do you mean they're not releasing the sales?
I thought you told me they weren't releasing the sales numbers.
Oh, the sales numbers, yes. But I'm like, they're not releasing the sales. What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, no. The sales numbers is what I should have said. Sales, you know, how many fucking things they've sold.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's funny. I'm not going to buy an Xbox One regardless, though. I am perfectly content with my PS4.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I think you're the same way.
We need to talk about one very important thing about the PS4 this week.
Oh, the patch.
The patch. So, if you follow my blog, backlogbattle.com, you'll know about the patch notes and everything like that. They're all good. They're all awesome. In fact, if you're a broadcaster and you're a Twitch streamer, the PS4 actually added a lot of features, including kind of like a fake green screen effect that basically knocks out the background depending on depth perception. It's pretty awesome. It's the Sebi says, the PS4 is already down to 300 euros here. That's really good, actually. That's pretty good. That's $420. But... what's happening, though, is that this week, the patch 2.0 for the PS4 has a really fatal flaw that's part of it. You cannot, and I repeat, you cannot put it in rest mode.
I have been doing that. Oh, shit.
You cannot. Have you had any problems?
No.
Did you? You obviously patched it.
Yeah, I did patch it, but I haven't had any issues with it in rest mode. Why? What's wrong?
That's very interesting, because there are a select number of people who, when they try to put it in rest mode, there's a light on the PS4, and it actually continuously blinks yellow and keeps the system on and never turns off.
Oh, shit. Okay, I better go shut it off after this.
Yeah. Do you keep your consoles on?
Yeah, I always keep them on, like, standby.
But I never... Standby and rest mode are basically the same thing. They changed the name from standby to rest mode.
Yeah, I always keep them on standby. So, yes. Mm-hmm. I guess I kind of do.
So right now, it's kind of weird because, like, I had to actually unplug the back of the PS4 in order to turn it off. And which, by the way, I've been told not to do that. There is a solution that's actually been posted on Reddit, which I did post on backlogbattle.com, and hopefully I'm going to try to see if that actually works out. So here's hoping that's what's going to fix it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've run into the issue. Well, no, you haven't, but hopefully.
I have.
Fuck.
I have run into the issue. That's what I just told you. Like, I had to basically, like, take off the power plug from the back of my PS4 in order to actually turn it off, man. It does not go into to standby mode anymore. It will hang.
Sony, shame on you.
Mind you, Sony has been having a lot of firmware problems. So this is not the only thing that they're having problems with. In fact, a lot of people have been kind of saying that this has been par for the course for Sony over the past several months. So, which, you know, it's interesting that this thing, which is kind of a big deal, you know, and mind you, unlike Microsoft on the Xbox One, the PlayStation 4 does not have a suspend resume function, which is something that they promised on day one of its release. And yet Microsoft comes in and says, by the way, we got a suspend resume function.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Lewis asks, can't you just hold down the power button to force quit? Yes, but that actually doesn't allow you to download updates or charge your controllers. If your machine is completely off, you cannot do both of those functions. We want to be able to do both of those functions. So if I'm just going to power down my machine, why did I buy a next-gen system to begin with? Because the PS3 does the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. PS3 does do the same exact thing.
Yeah.
That's
right.
If you
go into standby mode. Yeah.
Mine's... I have a Slim. Not a super Slim, but a Slim. I've had it since 2011. It's February. And I've not had an issue. I've had maybe like two freezes. But that's it. So that thing's mm-hmm. been doing good for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like it's been doing good.
Yeah. I still use it, for God's sakes. You know, there's just a ton of shit I can't play on my PS4, so.
Mm-hmm. I want to kind of field a question for the chat. What have you guys been playing? Because we want to see, like, you know, if there's, like, any particular game that we can talk about on the chat as well, or even, like, on the podcast. Because, again, we're kind of trying to feel out, like, how to do this show. We want to make this into an interactive show. I just had to stop Anthony from being distracted because he will just stay in the chat and stop talking to me. Not that that's necessarily a bad thing. We're all talking to you guys, but while we're doing that, I've just been playing Theater Rhythm.
Ooh,
a lot of Theater Rhythm.
Yeah, Curtain Call.
Yes,
motherfucking Curtain Call.
Yep. I've just been unlocking a lot of songs. I haven't yet really felt the need to buy any of the DLC songs, because I was like, you know, okay, it's kind of, like, okay, I have 219 songs. Do I really need to buy, like, I don't know, 20 or 30 more? And, you know, like, I always keep coming back to the answer of, like, no, you don't need to. You have all these songs. And they kind of integrate seamlessly into, you know, the gameplay of the game. So it's like, why do you need to, you know, buy the Moogle Mog song or anything like that?
Oh, shit. The Moogle Mog song. That's a DLC song.
That is a DLC song for 99 cents.
Hmm. I would buy that one. Maybe not anything else.
Maybe not anything else. I think that's the only Final Fantasy 14 song that's available for DLC, but then it could be wrong. Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of, you know, like, games that I want to play. I do want to go back to Shadow of Mordor, but specifically this week, Final Fantasy XIV has just been occupying my time because, you know, I really want to finish the storyline, and now I'm actually at that part where I'm about to fight Ultros in the game.
Nice, nice.
You told me that you still have hours to go.
I fought Ultros this week too, several times.
Well, yeah, in Final Fantasy VI.
Yeah, my Final Fantasy VI stream. Yeah, yeah. He's a. You know what? Here's my opinion of the Ultros battles, real quick. The first battle always annoys me because, you know, you got to protect Bannon. This is FF6, by the way. Then the second battle, which, Lewis, I want to thank you for posting that highlight. That battle was intense. But then the battles afterwards are pretty pussy in comparison, to say the least. So,
okay.
I mean,
all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let me read some of the responses from the chat. It's the Savvy says he's been playing a lot of Osu. And that is very addicting. Just picked up Tales of Majael. What is that, Sebs?
No.
Let us know what that is. Excited to see how it'll turn out for me. Lewis says, Super Smash Bros. With 3DS, Lego the Movie, Skylander, Swap Force, and Skullgirls Encore. And then Weehamel says, been playing Diablo 3 and FF14. Yeah, FF14! Yeah. Hamel, are you actually going to make a character on another server? I kind of remember you saying you might want to. But we need more tanks. Speaking of Diablo 3, have you been playing that game? I haven't seen you pick up that game in months.
No, I have not played Diablo 3.
You buy all these, and you guys think I have a bad backlog. If Anthony probably sat down to write his backlog, like, I have no idea what kind of backlog he's gonna have. Like, how many? I have, like, currently, I think I want to say I have, like, 310 games in my backlog.
My backlog's pretty fucking big. It goes back to PS2 games, so yeah.
Right. So Sebs adds, oh yeah, and I've been playing through Borderlands 2 with a friend. We will probably play the pre-sequel after that. I still have to play through Borderlands 1 and 2. I was kind of playing through Borderlands 2 for a while, but the problem is my friend was literally just running through the first few levels of the game, and I'm like, this is not fun, dude. Like, he literally is just like, you know, bam, shoot, next quest, shoot. And I'm like, I know that, you know, it's all about the loot grind for this game, and it's kind of like Diablo, but I kind of like kind of taking my time with, like, explorative games as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Borderlands don't do it for me.
Hamel. Okay, what? I have a story. Every single time Hamel pops up in the chat of my streams, I always forget that he is on the same server and the same free company as us. Every single time. I swear to God, like, every single time. And I'm like, hey, Hamel, what free company and server are you on? We're in the same server, in the same free company, dude. I'm like, God damn it.
Oh, like, shit.
It's getting old. It's just, whoa. I'm starting. Yeah.
Wait a second. We're still in different free companies at the moment, though.
Yes, you are still in the old free company that I was in.
Okay. Is Weehamel in that company or in your new one?
The new one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I gotta join the new one. I will as soon as you send me an invite.
Right. I know, Lewis is like, for shame, Alex. I know. Dude, you have no idea. These past 2 weeks have been stressful for me. Like, I can't really say that I'm a social butterfly or anything like that, but I'm a natural introvert. So the fact that I've had to interact, I mean, okay, for clarification, going online and chatting with you all actually isn't that bad for me being an introvert. It's actually good. The problem is actually in physical presence of people, and that's kind of like where my energy is getting drained. And literally, like, I feel right now, you know, not because of everybody else, not because of you or anything that we're doing, I feel almost like I'm dehydrated.
Understandable.
You know, like, yeah, and it really drains me when that happens. But I mean, you have to understand, I interacted and was around 4,000 people 2 weeks ago in very close proximity in the Final Fantasy XIV Fan Festival. And not because that, you know, that they're sick, but it's just so much stimulus. We're talking like, I can go up to somebody, literally just go up to somebody and start talking about Final Fantasy, anything, anything. That is how crazy that weekend is, and that's why I'm still reeling back from it.
You could go up to someone at the FanFest and say, who, and I'm going to ask the chat this, who, Aerith or Eris or Tifa? There you go.
Seb says, we're doing every single available mission, taking it really slow in Borderlands 2, though the negative thing about that is because of this, we're over-leveled for everything. Ah, man. That's an interesting thing to go. I like doing a lot of the quests. In Final Fantasy XIV, if you try to do all of it, you generally can run out of quests. But they've made things that, you know, that allow you to redo certain quests and stuff called guild leaves, but I'm not gonna get into that. But
Yeah.
I just wish that there would be a game that would be released that's kind of the marriage of the loot stuff in Borderlands mixed with the gameplay from Destiny with a much better story. It's just, yeah.
Seb's evil pissed. Dark comet thing coming down.
Yeah. Seb says Tifa, by the way.
Oh, nice. I would go Tifa, too. I like that skirt, so.
Do you like that skirt, you said? Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. So, for me, you've never played any of the Final Fantasy. Shame on you. it's they're all on Steam. So, time to catch up.
Every single Final Fantasy is on Steam?
Well, most of it. I mean, not all of it. Okay. Hamill says Tifa as well.
Damn.
Oh, that's good.
What about you, Alex?
I would say Tifa, but specifically the Advent Children Tifa.
Hmm. Not bad. I'm down with the Advent Children Tifa, too.
In fact, the Advent Children Tifa is actually in my party in Theater Rhythm.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it's rather interesting the kind of skills that she has in that game. It's really, I mean, that game is like one of my addictions right now. Like every single time I get a lunch break or something like that, I always sit down and like play at least two or three songs of Thea Rhythm. And there's so much nostalgia tied in with the songs. I mean, you know, it's kind of crazy. Sebs is actually asking which Final Fantasy we should recommend him to start with.
Ooh, I know. Six. What?
Is that available on Steam, though?
I don't know. It's available on iOS, Wii, Virtual Console,
okay.
PSN.
The two that's available is actually 3 and 4 okay. on Steam. Let me check. Steam, okay. Final Fantasy. Okay, all right. Final Fantasy 13 is on Steam. Final Fantasy 7 is on Steam. Final Fantasy 4... Of course, A Realm Reborn is on Steam, Final Fantasy 3. So what we really have is 3, 4, 7, and 13, and 14.
I could have sworn 8 was on Steam.
I think 8 is on Steam as well, actually.
Yeah, I could have sworn, but I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm. I'm searching it right now. Okay. Let's see. Yes, 8 is on Steam.
Okay, so you have 3, 4, 7, 8... 13, 14, correct?
Yes.
Okay. If he's just going by Steam, I would start with either 4...
7.
Yeah.
Somebody says starts with 1. But it's not available for Steam. That's the problem. Yeah. I would probably... So you said 7.
Yeah.
I would probably recommend 4.
Oh, no, I said both 4 and 7. 4 or
both
7.
Both 4 and 7. Okay. Yeah. So I would highly recommend 4. I know that's kind of the remake version. That's the 3D version that was ported from the DS. But I feel that is a good introduction to the storytelling of the Final Fantasy series in general. Now, you're going to say something?
It is. And I'll add one reason. It's in the Final Fantasy series, it's, you know, 1, 2, and 3, they had... okay stories for the time, but 4 was really where, you know, the Final Fantasy we know today was really born.
Right.
So, I agree with that sentiment.
Yeah. Six is both mine and Anthony's favorites, so I would probably recommend that next. But seeing as how six is actually not available on Steam, there are other ways to go about it. If you do have a PlayStation 3, you can get it there. If you have a Vita or a PSP, you could get it that way as well. Sebs is asking, there's no continuous storyline in the games, no correlation. Okay, this is actually a really good topic to jump into. There are no continued storylines between Final Fantasies, but Anthony and I have talked before and thought that maybe, just maybe, each of the Final Fantasy games is in its own universe.
Okay, so the way I put it to Alex is, let me explain something. I'm a big comic book fan, and Marvel and DC have multiverses. So the way I put it is the Final Fantasy franchise is a multiverse, which, while they're separate universes, they're all linked in a larger scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they can cross over, like, by different dimensions and things like that. And I have read that Dissidia is canon.
Wait. Wait, what?
I have read... I told you this. I read that Dissidia is canon.
Okay. That's interesting.
Because that's like, that's like their big crossover type thing for the multiverse.
Okay. All right.
So that's how I view it. Final Fantasy is a huge multiverse. And there's even evidence of this in 14, like when Lightning goes to the realm and she says, oh, I traveled to another dimension. Or that one little guy. I got the minion based on him. What was that guy's called?
Shantotto.
Yeah, Shantotto says that they came from the Final Fantasy XI dimension, so...
Sebs is asking, is it kind of like the Legend of Zelda series? The thing is, the Legend of Zelda series is actually connected chronologically, and there are splits mm-hmm. in the timeline. In Final Fantasy, none of the storylines connect to each other at all. So if you play something like Final Fantasy IV, you don't need the storyline of Final Fantasy IV to go to 5... or to go to 6, or to go to any numbered Final Fantasy, for that matter.
So. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And even Zelda, you know, even though it has a chronological order, it's built in a way where it's still standalone as well.
It could be standalone, yes. But the similarity, there are similarities between each game. There are common threads and common themes. So, for example, Moogles are a common thing in most Final Fantasies. There's always a Cid, a character named Cid. Mm-hmm. Starting with Final Fantasy VI, there's always been a Wedge and Biggs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of summons and stuff are actually fairly common between the games.
Airships, that's a big one. And Chocobos, you forgot the big one, Chocobos.
Chocobos.
Yeah, you can't forget those. And just a lot of a lot of the monsters, Cactars, Melboros, Behemoths.
Yeah.
There you go.
But the main characters always change. So, unlike Zelda in the Zelda, or in Link in the Zelda series, the main characters are always different. It's always a new cast of characters. And oftentimes, they're actually created by you. So, in the case of Final Fantasy I and Final Fantasy III and stuff.
Yeah, the older ones you created, and the MMOs, but I think like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, they're all, characters that Square Enix made up.
Mm-hmm. Sebs is thanking us for the recommendation. No problem. But yeah, 4 is really representative of the narrative side of it. The actual job system, as they're called, is actually present in Final Fantasy III, the game that came before it. So, one thing of note is that Final Fantasy III actually came out for the Nintendo Entertainment System, or the Famicom, wherever you came from. And the Final Fantasy IV actually came out as Final Fantasy II in the United States on the Super Nintendo. So, while you can see them on Steam as two games that are completely redone from scratch and are actually in 3D, it's very important to note where they're coming from. So I think that's, I think that's all I really got to say about that.
Yeah. Back in the early days, it was really interesting. And you know what, too? With Final Fantasy IV, I would not go to Final Fantasy II because it's a really stripped-down version of IV anyway.
Okay.
So,
Yeah. So, but in any case, I think we should probably cut the episode early. I'm not sure. I mean, I know that, you know, this is a very short episode, but I really wanted to kind of, you know, just test this out and see how, you know, like the chat goes and stuff like that. And I do want to thank everybody who showed up in the chat and actually participated and stuff, because, I mean, you guys are pretty awesome and for being patient about, like, you know, all the technical issues we've been having. And next week we are going to actually test out the stream a little bit more, and maybe we can even record an episode or so just to kind of make up for how short this is, but we'll definitely make it up.
Yeah, I actually chatted in the chat. They kick ass, so I wanted to say that in my voice. So,
well, yeah, you can still say it, like, you know, in your voice and stuff like that. Oh, Bohemian Moose just got in. Oh, man. Oh,
shit. And he's a regular to both of our streams.
Yeah. I mean, I Bohemian Moose, I do apologize. The podcast is fairly short, but we are going to try to make this a little bit more regular, make this, you know, live stream a little bit more regular. But how do you think we did, man? Like, I think we did, you know, barring technical issues, I think we did pretty good.
I think we kicked ass. I think they kicked ass. We kicked ass. Everyone kicked ass. I'll tell you, can I tell the people who may not be subscribed to us one thing, though? Sell the podcast. Even though Alex and I can be critical, we're not a negative podcast. So this is the one podcast you won't hear us bitch about stupid things like Gamergate. So we're a fun podcast.
We're just a fun podcast, he says.
Yeah, we don't talk about stupid shit like that. So there you go.
Yeah, our main focus pretty much is just talking about the games that we like playing and stuff like that. Because, I mean, and obviously, like, now that you guys are part of it and stuff like that, like, you guys are going to be part of the stream and the podcast. So you guys will be immortalized on iTunes and Stitcher and stuff. But, you know, we do appreciate all the emails that we get from you guys, too. And if you do come up with some sort of question you wanna ask us and stuff, email us at sociallinkpodcast@gmail.com. You know what? You still are the best podcast around.
We are still the best podcast. Thanks, Bohemian. Yeah, Bohemian, question. So, have you listened to us since TPPPG? I'm curious. I think you have.
But yeah, I mean, this is going to be regular. So in case you guys are wondering, we are always... you know, unless there's a change in schedule, are always going to record the Social Link podcast every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And we will try our best to stream it as well. And the reason why I say we will try our best is because next week we're actually, you know, depending on Anthony's schedule, we're actually going to try to do a couple more tests, because I have a feeling that there's something weird going on with my audio capture software that's kind of preventing me from recording the whole thing. So this might take this episode specifically might take a little bit longer time to release, but I can, you know, you can rest assured that after next week, we're going to be regular. We're going to be here. We're going to record this. And who knows, you might even catch, like, us record multiple episodes. And I think, Anthony, I don't know about you, but I think next week should be a double episode.
So that's like a 2-hour stream.
Yeah.
Oh,
because I think because we're getting a lot of questions already from, you know, the people who are listening to us. Like, I'm looking at the questions right now. I'm like, holy hell, we definitely need to devote like a whole episode to this.
Well, who the fuck does this in a podcast form? Like, think about it. You know, the closest thing I've heard of something like this is something like Kevin Smith's Hollywood Babylon. But they do that in front of a live audience. Obviously, you and I don't have that capability, but this is the next best thing. And I don't think anyone is so. Anthony, what is your channel so I can follow you? Weehamel asks. So
that's you.
Yes, sir. I will go ahead and answer that. I'll plug all my shit, too, for you, Weehamel. I met Alex through YouTube, which I've been doing through 6 years. I met him 6 years ago. So my YouTube is MagusX1. You can find me on YouTube. My Twitch is MagusX1. Notice the theme here. My Twitter is MagusX1. So, so yeah, everything.
The theme here.
My PlayStation Network is MagusX1.
Yeah.
Krinital, and my theme is Mega6-1.
Krinital, welcome to the stream. I don't know. I kind of feel bad about ending this early now. I think we should continue. I know this is going to push back my Final Fantasy playthrough, but I want to continue now. We, according to this, we only like have been on for like about half an hour. I feel bad if we end it right now.
Let's go 15 more minutes.
15 more minutes to 7?
Yeah, because I
you really need to go. Oh, okay. All right, so 15 more minutes. So, simple enough. All right, let's see. I mean, there's not really a lot of things to really talk about this week. It's kind of been the slow period. Although, I have to say, Call of Duty is coming in within the next week or so.
That's all you need to know how I feel about that piece of shit series. So there you go.
Whoa, piece of shit series. Holy shit. Goddamn. Sebs is like, make up your mind! No, we'll stay until 7, and then we'll switch over to the other podcast. But, or not other podcasts, my other stream, so, because I am going to play Final Fantasy 14 tonight. I don't know, Call of Duty, man, Call of Duty. I'm interested in the storyline.
Critical has it right. Call of Duty, boo, fuck yeah, dude, I'm with you. Lewis says, yeah, fuck yeah. And Bohemian says, don't forget your Mountain Dew and Doritos. Well, I don't, but I play actually good games when I feast on that particular delicacy. So
you need to get better at, like, interactions. we need to teach you how to do proper interactions, okay? So,
hey,
this is a learning experience.
Indeed. So, well, I think I did a good job the other day on my stream, so there you go.
Wait. Sebs has never heard of a new Call of Duty. What? Are you kidding me? Come on. It's the one with, like, it's the one with Kevin Spacey. Or are you just being sarcastic at this point? Come on. Yeah, I'm excited about it because I want to see what Sledgehammer games can do without their hands being tied. Because right now, Call of Duty is moving towards a 3-year development cycle. And as you probably know, not a lot of games get that luxury these days.
No, they don't.
I mean, if you think about it, like, Bioshock Infinite is, like, what, 4 years or so? And then,
it
like,
was
Naughty
announced
Dog gets... And then Naughty Dog gets about 2 years?
I remember Bioshock Infinite was announced in the summer of 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out, like, 3 years later. It was delayed. Remember, it was supposed to come out fall 2012.
Yeah, it was delayed multiple times.
Alright. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. Lewis says a couple things with Jeff the sellout Keely. Jesus
Don't
Christ.
Read everything in the chat.
I think
this is exactly why I don't want Anthony doing this, because like he will be on the top. We would be jumping into every single topic known to man that you guys can like throw at him in the chat. I guarantee you. If you basically say something, he will just, yeah. I'm actually not being sarcastic. It's the last I've heard about COD was the dogs. Interactive goldfish. What? Interactive goldfish?
Wait, what? Goldfish?
Yeah, I've never, yeah.
Okay.
Fish play Call of Duty? That's very interesting. Anyways, so... You know what's funny, though, is that the past few weeks, one thing that I noticed is kind of slowing down in terms of trickle, in terms of news, is Mortal Kombat 10.
Oh, shit, okay.
Ever since they released the Quan Chi fatalities and the styles, we haven't heard anything about that game. Now, I know that it's coming in April, but they've only revealed so many characters. And I'm like kind of trying to see how many weeks there are between the last time Quan Chi was revealed all the way up to like the eventual April release. And I'm like, they've really slowed down in terms of like revealing new characters in that game.
I think they, you know what, I recall they did that with Mortal Kombat 9. You know, they stopped revealing stuff like in October, but then in January they boosted it again. And I think they did the same thing with Injustice as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they do that purposely, so that way there's time, you know, for it to simmer down, and then just bring the hype back, which is not a bad marketing tool.
Well, it's not. Speaking of marketing tool, you saw the new trailer for Final Fantasy Type-0 HD today.
Yes, I did, finally. I did. And I think it looks awesome, but I'm just not used to seeing chocobos and people in a Final Fantasy game in Bahama get wrecked with bullets and bleed. So,
yeah.
Yeah, well, it's going to be M-rated. I guarantee you.
You think so?
Yeah, it's going to be an M-rated. The beginning of it is a guy with his dying chocobo and he's bleeding out all graphically. So
I think it'll be T. Yeah, I think it'll be high T.
Okay. I'm going to go with M.
I don't know if you know this, but there's a place in Lanosha in Final Fantasy XIV where there's a chocobo that got put down.
Yeah, I went through that story.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw that. But I mean, you know, they put it down, sure, but I mean, it's one thing to put it down humanely, and then it get racked with bullets. Same with Bahamut. When the fuck does Bahamut get... Bahamut's a god. Bullets should bounce off his ass, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. We have a few messages in the chat. Seb says, chat use message. It's super effective. MagusX1 fainted. Final Fantasy 15 might be M-rated, according to Bohemian. He thinks that it's going to be M-rated game. But Sebs is kind of asking if we're going to be picking up Pokemon games. I won't. Okay. I got to say that I picked up Pokemon Y, right? If I remember correctly?
Yes, you did.
I have not played that game since I picked it up.
That's right. Yeah, you haven't. You talked about it one time on the show and then never again.
Never again.
It went MIA.
It's like, never again, Pokemon! Ah! But Anthony's a huge Pokemon fan. I'm pretty sure you're going to pick up... You're picking up two copies, right? One for you and one for your son?
Yeah, I'm going to get... I let him choose, you know, we're going to get one of each game, because, you know, there's two. I'm going to get the blue, he's going to get the red, because he likes fire types, so there you go. You know, he wants that. Yeah.
Interesting.
Here's the thing, though. I will tell you this, and I told Alex this. Unfortunately, we didn't get to record a podcast at this time last year when Pokemon came out, because I would have talked a fuck ton about it. But,
yeah, and I would just be like on the side playing my Vita or 3DS or something, not playing Pokemon.
Yeah, this asshole. But but here's the deal. You know, Pokemon X and Y, I was actually burned out on the series because I told Alex many times, you know, Black and White 2, all that nonsense. You know, they were overly repetitive. But X and Y, it's amazing how much a graphical upgrade can really freshen a game up. And I think that's what that series needed. And it could have done it a long fucking time ago. I mean, if they can make a full Final Fantasy IV remake back in 08, they could have done a full 3D Pokemon. Mm-hmm. So.
There's a campaign in the chat right now to save the fat chocobo.
Why do we have to save the fat chocobo?
Because you kept saying about, like, you know, chocobos dying and getting shot and shit.
Okay, you know what? This is my opinion. If I can deal with chocobo getting shot. Fat chocobo, I can't deal with getting shot, though. Or a Moogle. That would be horrible.
No.
I mean, Yeah. I mean, you know, I get disturbed.
You say this as I am, like, clutching my delivery Moogle from the Final Fantasy Fan Festival.
I know you're holding it tightly. That's the thing. I don't want to see Moogles. It upsets me when I see I see a Moogle. When a Moogle die.
It's okay, Moogle. You'll be fine.
Yeah, it upsets me when a Moogle falls on his face in Final Fantasy VI and is dead. That bugs me.
That bugs you.
Yeah,
that it's bugs like me. Against your religion. Seb says, "Who doesn't love fire types?" Right?
I love fire types, but I don't start with fire types. I always find plant types effective.
Hmm.
I'm a plant type or water type guy. But I do plant. Mind you, though, Charizard became my favorite Pokemon. Mm. And why, though, in the end.
Okay, before anything else, before we continue, chat. Okay, everybody in the chat room, you guys get to help us decide what the title of this podcast is. Because every single week, what we actually do is we try to figure out what thing that each of us said that was actually funny that would be representative of the name of the episode. So you guys get to decide that. So if you guys have a pen and paper ready, this is the right time to be fucking doing this right now. But in any case, not to kind of sway away from the topics, Lewis is asking me if I fixed my 3DS downloads problem. No. Once, when I sold my limited edition 3DS Zelda, all the games and everything I downloaded is gone. There is no way for Nintendo to actually recover it unless magically I somehow memorized the serial number of that 3DS, in which case I didn't. Because I didn't think I would need it. I wanted to upgrade from my 3DS to a 3DS XL. How am I going to do that if I don't even have internet at the GameStop I traded that in? And then you basically don't tell me like how to actually transfer my shit.
Nintendo should do what?
You download list? Like the Vita? Or the PS3 or the PS4?
Yeah, they should do this thing called linking it to your account. Because GOG does it, League of Legends does it, PlayStation, Sony does it. I mean, Xbox does it. Everyone, iOS fucking does it. I mean, come on. Link it to the username. Everyone does it. I don't see
what's so hard. No, we're Nintendo. We're archaic as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sebs is saying, plant type, you cray-cray.
No, I'm a plant type guy, man. Always have been. Always have been. I love
Krinital says, fat Chocobo on the rise in Pallet Town.
Damn. You know what? Chocobo would be an awesome Pokemon.
This one is good. Bohemian Moose called you Moogle X1.
Let's do it.
No, I'm not talking about the title. I'm just saying you. You as a name.
My gosh. Moogle X1. That's a good one.
That's the April Fool's joke. Hey guys, Moogle X1 here.
Moogle X1. Damn. Jeez. Not as badass as Magus though from Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, well, no, not at all. But you know, what can you do? I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not gonna get Pokemon. I know. I can tell you what I am looking forward to, though, the next few weeks. And no, it's not Call of Duty. Assassin's Creed Unity. And in fact, for everybody in the chat, since this is going to be released next Wednesday, there is going to be a Target sale next week on November 9th for 1 week. What that is, you buy one, you get one free. All video games that they have. Including the new Call of Duty, the new Assassin's Creed. So take advantage of that. That's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I'm straight to this.
Yeah, that's going to be nuts. Somebody is calling you out saying, like, Frog is better than Magus.
Frog? Oh, okay. No, fuck you. Frog is not better than Magus.
I like how you just, like, submitted to that, like, okay. And then you basically tried to, like, deny that.
I didn't
like,
see no, it. I was we were talking about Moogles and Pokemon, and I was mixing it up, and then I was like, Frog, and then I thought of Frogadier from Pokemon.
Yeah. Bohemian Moose, yes, it is. It is a nationwide thing. Nice. Oh, is it buy two, get one free? Oh, yeah. Well, then buy two, get one free. Shit. That's still pretty good. Yeah.
That's a good deal.
You're like saying under your breath like that.
No, it is a good deal because I could get maybe Inquisition shit, so.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that's another game I'm looking forward to, Inquisition. Crap.
Yeah, hopefully it's a good BioWare game. I don't know about them anymore.
Yeah, well. Yeah. But it can't be any worse than like Destiny. Did you guys hear about the Destiny expansion? The Destiny expansion has 3 story missions for $20.
Yeah. That's a load of shit.
Let's get that to sink in our brains a little bit. $20, 3 story missions, maybe 2 strikes? I don't even know. But yeah, that's what's happening.
And then you get, you know, you get DLC released years ago, like Grand Theft Auto 4's DLC, which was like $15-$20, and it was like the same size as the main game, practically. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Sebs is saying that there's a free copy of a game called Teleglitch on Steam on Humble Bundle. It's a pretty decent top-down roguelike shooter. Interesting.
Sounds interesting.
All right. Well, I think that about does it for this episode of the Social Link Podcast. Hopefully you guys had a lot of fun in the chat, so give an applause to yourself. Pat yourself in the back there. And, yeah. Like, you know, hopefully you guys enjoyed. We're going to try to do this every single week. We're going to do a lot of testing within the next week or so just to make sure that both the podcast and the live stream is not compromised whatsoever. I am actually going to buy a wired connection for my laptop, because I don't know if you know this, Anthony, but I actually do this wirelessly.
Ooh, because you have good internet.
Yeah. So, sort of. and maybe, hopefully, next week we can start talking about, other stuff with our viewers and listeners and stuff like that, because they've been really awesome. Just to kind of, again, just to reiterate, when we almost stopped the podcast about 20 minutes ago, you can email us at sociallinkpodcast@gmail.com. We will most likely record a special 2-hour stream this coming Thursday, because we're going to be recording 2 episodes. One is just going to be a regular episode, and the other one is actually going to be an episode of the Social Link that's going to be just all about your questions, including the people's in the chat's questions. So nice. Hopefully you guys can make it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm cool with this. I like this live shit.
I do like the live shit.
I think this
is pretty awesome. So, all right, guys. Well, hopefully you guys had a lot of fun. Thank you for everybody who showed up in the chat. And thank you, dear listeners, for taking the time to hit that subscribe button on either Stitcher or iTunes in order to support our small little podcast that we've been doing for the past year or so. And hopefully you'll be there in the future when we start doing more crazy shit with the podcast. So, until next week, we'll see you guys later.
See ya.